This is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, your host on Diversity Bites, the program for everybody who understands the challenges inherent in creating a more diverse workforce. Join us as we explore the strategies and mindsets needed to transcend statistics, increase belonging, and unlock higher performance. Hello, this is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, and welcome to Diversity Bites, the only daily diversity podcast in the world. I'm also the creator of the Everybody Thrives program, which is for companies looking to unlock the full power of all their people. For those of you who've been listening, just wanted to mention, if you're interested in seeing the video version and you didn't know about it already, you can actually watch it on Spotify. You have to be logged into Spotify, either in a free account or if you're already a member, to see the video. But if you just want to hear the audio, you can hear it on Spotify or any other platform. So we're continuing this week with top 10 learnings from Diversity Bites as we wrap up this year of daily episodes for you. And it's been great. It's been an honor and a privilege and so much learning from doing this every weekday. And today I want to talk about a way that sort of change can really happen. And, you know, yesterday I talked a little bit about Marshall Rosenberg's nonviolent communication and how I'm a big believer in some of the principles and process that he's come up with there. Were systematized. And this is also kind of something that I learned from him. And it's sort of inspiring the way I think about diversity, equity, and inclusion work. And that is that you can never really teach or change people. You know, you can never teach people to change or force them to change. That those efforts often just backfire. And, you know, often we see these trainings like unconscious bias training and think, oh, if people know what it is, all of a sudden they'll change. Or we try to force people to change by changing systems and methodologies to make things, you know, more fair or, you know, give some people who've been underprivileged a better chance at it. And, you know, that can be effective in some ways, but in a very real way. It is not effective in changing the hearts and minds of those who are in those positions of power that can really have an outside influence on diversity, equity, inclusion, and fairness within an organization. One, you know, teaching them about concepts isn't going to automatically make them change the way they think or believe. And changing the systems or requirements around how they do their job isn't going to mean that they really believe in it, and probably is going to cause some resistance down the road, either fairly or within the system, or maybe even violating the system where they try to figure out ways to get around it because they resent being forced to do something that they don't believe in or haven't been brought on board yet. So what is the alternative, right, to that? So I'm not saying these things are not things you should do. I'm not saying they're things that can help in a certain way. What I'm saying is they're not going to change people's hearts and minds and can also carry with it associated negative impacts. And what's interesting is a lot of change comes from, and I'd say actually all change really comes from, when you're talking about you and another person, the first step is always the same, whether we're talking about negotiation, whether we're talking about marriage counseling, whether we're talking about DE&I, whether we're talking about family members and forgiveness, it's always, always the same. The first step is always to just connect with the person deeply and truly and in a non-judgmental, non-evaluative way. And another way to put this is to connect in a way that they feel seen. That you see them as a human being, even if you don't agree with, condone, or wouldn't emulate any of the behavior that they're doing, right? Even if it gets you understandably upset at the way some things are going, the first step in getting change, which has to come from inside themselves, is to just really connect with that person so they can be seen that they can feel valued, that they can feel respected. And what works against that is when you judge them, when you evaluate them, whether you sort of take a position that I know more than you, I'm right, you're wrong. When you take a moralistic position, it automatically makes it harder for the person. Even if deep down inside they want to change, it makes it harder for them to do it because of that energy that you're sending towards them, which is basically pushing them away, or in a way almost like punching them in the face. So they actually get angry, right? Even though you're trying to help them, you punch them in the face. So now they're going to spite you, and they're not going to do what they otherwise would have gladly done because you punch them in the face. So it's really, really important that when we're talking about change, whether it's, you know, systemic or individual, the number one step, the first step, is to really connect genuinely with the person. Help them understand, not trick them into understanding or do things to make them think they understand, but help them to understand that you truly value them as a human being. You understand them. You understand, you know, why they may make certain choices that aren't the same as your choices, but that you're not judging them as bad or dumb or, not moral in any way, that they're just being human like you're being human. And if you connect with people on that level and can communicate what's important to you, and they can share what's important to themselves, then you have a chance for real change to happen. Change that happens from within their heart, that they actually want to do it. So then at that point, you are sort of a stimulus for the change. You're not actually changing them. And I think that's where we go wrong a lot. It's the connection and helping them see a different perspective so they make the change themselves, versus thinking we can force people to change or logic them into changing, which generally doesn't work. I don't know if it ever actually works. I think the change always happens internally, however you get there. One last piece is, people may get upset at this and say, well, wait a second, what if we, make that request for people to understand and to change, but they're still doing something that hurts other people? Are we just supposed to be okay with that? And I would say no. However, there's a difference in how we react to this. There's sort of retribution or retributive justice, right? Which is punishing people for not going along with the rules or whatever you think is right, versus a more protective use of force where you take steps to protect others and prevent them from injuring others, but you're not actually punishing the person to try to force them into a certain behavior. However, you're not going to allow them to continue to hurt others. And there's various ways you can do that that don't have to be punitive. Well, my name is Joe Kwan, the Connection Counselor, and thanks for joining us on Diversity Bites. If you'd like to chat more about this or any of my other content, would love to hear from you. I'm also the creator of the Everybody Thrives program, and you can learn more about it at connectioncounselor.com. Remember, when it comes to higher performance, diversity bites, belonging delights.